Hey everyone, it's another season on Grey Area. I'm so pumped, heightened and excited because this season is going to be filled with an overdose of enlightenment. I hope you all have been good. It's still your humble host, Wulu Olubechukwu. Just in case you've forgotten the goal of this podcast channel and why it was set up, well, yet here it is. Grey Area was solely set up for the self-improvement of humans and the mind, and to deal with any misconception, misunderstanding and misbelief we may have and would come across in the journey of life. This podcast cuts across all bounds through covering the basic and major aspects of life, ranging from spirituality, religion, marriage, education, sex, relationship, science and technology, myths, etc. In fact, if you're the type that is enthusiastic and a seeker of knowledge, or you are the type that wants to obtain some clarity towards certain things about life that you can't seem to wrap your head around, this podcast is for you. And lastly, wait for it, drum roll please, this podcast is diversified, which means it is for the Christians, Muslims, atheists, Buddhists, Hindus, Judaists, pagans, etc. It is meant for all. No matter who you are and where you're from, you will surely find your place on this podcast channel. Now, enough teasing. Let's get down to business. We will be kicking off this season with the part 4 of Living Right, titled Not All Your Friends Are Bad. You might be wondering, where is the part 1 to 3 on Living Right? Fear not, for they are in the season 1 of this podcast channel. All you need to do is to search for Grey Area Season 1 Episode 6, Season 1 Episode 7 and Season 1 Episode 10 respectively. When you've gotten the episodes, all you got to do is just to listen to them, grab all you need to grab from them so that you can come over to the Season 2 and roll with us on Living Right. On this episode, we will get to discover that most times we might be having the wrong impression on people and we are being too judgmental. Well, without further ado, let's get on to it. Today, we get to see a lot of people breaking up with their long-time friends all because of one mistake or the other. At the end of the day, we see such friends and term them as bad friends. We easily jump to judge them and discard them because we feel they have done the undoable. One thing we need to also understand is that friends are allowed to make mistakes because they are humans, just like you and I, and they are not perfect. And this imperfection comes with mistakes. You are a human, I'm a human, your friends, they are humans. So, for the fact that you're humans, this have, let's say, it brings up a lot of imperfection, and these imperfections are what results to them making mistakes. So if you are always judging your friends by the mistake they made, then you are going to end up with no friends. And if you are the type that is always saying your friends are bad, your friends are this, your friends are that, well, you also need to go check yourself. And most times, it is proven that if you think all your friends are bad, if you think that all the people that come around you are bad or just want to tap from you and go, then you need to think properly, for you might just be the problem to yourself. You might actually be the bad friend, the bad egg, the one with the problem. Many of us have come across the period of our life here, we tend to see, this my friend, all she got to do is really calls me when she needs something from me. If you're always having this impression concerning your friend, then you should ask yourself, am I living well? If everybody that comes across your way, you're always having this evil, bad, impression about them, then you also need to ask yourself, am I doing well? Am I being a good friend? Sometimes, not every friend that calls you when they need something from you are actually bad. Sometimes they might just be the ones that they looked around and they saw that they have no other option. Not because they are bad by not contacting you all this way, but because you might be exhibiting some traits, some characteristics, some behaviors that doesn't just go well with them. And at the end of the day, those behaviors have been negative and probably they must have warned you about it or tried to change you from that negative characteristics to a positive one, and you just seem not to listen to them. At the end of the day, they tend to go their separate ways. Now they need help, and you might be the only option. That is why they're contacting you, and you're not telling me that they're only coming to you when they need help. No, you have to change the narrative. They might not be coming to you only when they need you. They are coming to you probably because they have no other option, and they haven't been in contact with you because you might be the bad friend after all. They just want to stay away. Maybe they've tried to change you, they've tried to talk to you, but you don't give them your listening ears. You don't try to calm down to even see the sense in what they're saying. Then at the end of the day, it seems as if they don't want to associate themselves with you. They go their separate ways. So you need to change narrative. You need to ask yourself, what am I doing wrong? Not every time there is something causing a misunderstanding between you and your friend, then you tell me that your friend is the one at fault. Your friend might not actually be the one at fault. Sometimes we need to calm down, sit down, think through things, and we might just discover that we might be the cause of the problem. We might be the one creating the problem that is causing the rift in our friendship. So we also need to always know that not everybody is bad. You can be bad to someone else. Just the way you feel someone else is bad towards you can be the same way you are bad towards someone else. Sometimes, you know, I'm not saying that there aren't bad friends out there. I'm not saying that there are not bad friends out there. But it is time you change the narrative and stop being a self-absorbing human that thinks he or she is without mistakes and errors. You are a human. You are as human as every other person that has made a mistake that makes you think bad of them. Sometimes we need to look deep and reason. The same way I am thinking bad about this person for this mistake he or she has done, what if that is how another person is thinking about me concerning that little silly mistakes I have done? Just like the golden rule, do to others what you wish they do to you. We've been living our life being too judgmental. Your friend forgot your birthday. He's not my friend anymore. You forgot that your friend has a life. There are so many things that your friend has. It's our own problem. There might be so many things that are already, you know, that person might be going through a lot of pressure. There are a lot of things on the person, on your friend's mind, that make the person to forget your birthday. Now, you say, if he forgot my birthday or she forgot my birthday, and because of that, you start thinking bad about the person. You think the person does no longer love you, the person doesn't care about you, the person doesn't think about you. And yet you got to grow up. You got to start thinking well. You got to start thinking straight. You got to start changing your narrative. And you got to start accepting the fact that we all are bound to make one or two mistakes in our journey of life. If you are always leaving people and leaving them behind, judging them, saying this my friend is bad, this my friend is this my friend forgot about this, I begged him for money, he refused to give it to me, I asked him for this, he refused to give it to me, my dear, you are only going to end up being so alone. I know some of you might be the type that you like to be alone, but trust me, no man is an island. We all need each other to grow. We all need each other to progress. We all need each other to succeed. We all need each other to grow. So if you're always thinking, I don't need a friend because all friends disappoint, my dear, not everybody disappoints. Not all your friends are bad. You might actually be the bad egg among them. So sometimes you need to also change. You need to look deep into yourself and be like, okay, where am I going wrong? Sometimes you can just sit down with your friends and ask them, let's have a talk. And I might say, what are we going to talk about? And you'd be like, let's try to share with each other what we are doing wrong that we don't like. Like, you tell me what I'm doing that I don't like, I'll tell you what you're doing you don't like. When all of you share, have this kind of moment, you get to discover that this is a moment of truth. A moment where you all get to, you know, it's a safe space for all of you. You get to air out views. You know, your friend will tell you where you're going wrong. You tell your friend where you're going wrong. People will trash out the issues. And, you know, you move on. to a happy life, to a happy, stronger relationship. But if you're always saying, you did this, and you put it at the back of your mind, and you start exhibiting silly attitudes and characters towards your friends for that mistake they did, my dear, you're only going to end up fracturing the relationship rather than repairing it. And some of you who always run away, your friend made a mistake, you run away. You leave your friend behind, you say, no, I don't want you in my life anymore. Go your separate ways. I go my separate way. Because you did this, because you did that. Nah. You got to stand up and face it. You got to face your fears. You got to face the monster in front of you. You got to tell him or her that, look, you're messing up. You got to grow up. You got to correct this. You got to correct that. You need each other to grow. So if you're always running away from your friend when they make a mistake, then how will they grow? How will they make corrections? How will they, be matured? How will they obtain wisdom? You as a human being, you make mistakes, and there are people out there who correct you. If I don't know of anybody who has ever corrected in your life, at least your parents have always been there. You made a mistake. Your friends are your parents. Your parents are your friends. And you can't tell me that when you make mistakes, they run away. They leave you alone. They leave you to your fate. No, they don't. They take you by their hands. Maybe they give you some ass whooping. But at least at the end of the day, they get to correct you so that you can make amends to those mistakes. And most importantly, not to do those mistakes anymore. Same thing do your friends. I'm not saying you should give them an ass whooping. But what I'm just trying to say is, when your friends mess up, you call them, you try to tell them, look, hey, bro, you fucked up here. You messed up here. Try to pull this right. Or if you have the idea, or if you have what can help them correct that mistake, you could tell them, hey, okay, you did this. It is not good. You would have done it like this, or you would have done this to avoid this. You help them grow, and they will help you grow. You know, there's a saying. It says, if you walk alone, you will walk faster. But if you walk with a group of people, I think that should be Jack Ma. Jack Ma said, if you walk alone, you will walk faster. But if you walk with people, you will walk longer. I mean, the distance you will cover when you're walking with people will be longer than that which you would have covered if you walked alone. So you need people to grow. No man is an island. We all need each other to survive. Just as the plants need the sun to survive. The soil needs water to be nourished. Everything in this life is balanced, or should I say has a balance. Same thing with our friendship, our relationship with our friends. It must obtain a balance. If you're always running away, then you are making that relationship to have some sort of, to have imbalance, to be imbalanced. You know, when your friend makes a mistake and you run away, there is imbalance in that relationship. But when you come together, you trash out your issues, you make amends, you correct each other's mistakes, you get to find yourself that, well, everything is balanced. You're growing, he or she is growing. There is success, there's improvement, there's progress. Wisdom is growing. So all I can just say is, not all your friends are bad. Sometimes you might be the bad one for thinking others are bad. They might just be trying their best, making ends to meet. We are all trying to survive in this world, but we also need each other to survive. So don't be too judgmental. Don't be too biased. Just walk up to your friend, tell them, hey bro, let's make amends, let's fix this. And you see things working out well for the both of you, or for all of you. We need to start seeing each other as equal, imperfect individuals, joined together to create a perfect result and outcome. That is what I'm going to leave with you guys today. We all are equal. And for that, we should start seeing each other as equal, imperfect beings who have been joined together to produce a perfect result. Well, everything must have an end, but not to worry. This podcast channel still has a lot to offer you on this season. So hit that subscribe button on your preferred listening platform so as not to miss out on new episodes when they drop. Also, don't forget to share this piece of enlightenment with your friends, family, and loved ones using the link to the episode. Thank you for listening. I hope you've been enlightened. Remember, you owe yourself an atom of enlightenment every day. You can connect with me on Twitter and Instagram at Ulu Oluwe and on Facebook at Ulu Oluwe Chukwu. And you could also like my Facebook page, Grey Area, at Ulu Oluwe. And in case you have some questions you need answers to, you can hit me up through my WhatsApp number +234 81 337 99919. Catch you on the next episode. Remember to stay safe, stay healthy, and stay hygienic. Love y'all. Peace.